All right, good morning. I'm going to tell you something. Few months ago, I was in a place called Sweden. It's practically on the other side of the planet from where we are. And when I was over there, I saw all kinds of beautiful things, beautiful countryside and animals. And I saw birds, and their birds over there are interesting. They have a lot of black and white birds. And even they have birds that look like our birds, like the sparrows, but they're black and white sparrows. And they have these things that look like Canadian geese. They look exactly like our Canadian geese, but they're black and white and gray. And they have seabirds like seagulls that are black and white, and they have magpies that are really impressive looking black and white birds. The only bird that I saw that looked like our birds was the ducks. You know those ducks with the pretty emerald green heads? Have you seen those before? They had those over there. And when I was looking at the ducks, I looked and I saw this weird bird among the ducks. And it was brown. There were two of them. And they were kind of funny looking. This is what they looked like. See if you've seen these birds before. They were so funny looking that I said, oh, I got to take a picture of these. And I got to go back to the computer and I got to find out what these are. They look funny looking to you? Let me see if I get a close up there. You know what these are? Well, I didn't have to go back to the computer. You know why? Because I went through the forest and I went on the other side of the lake and I saw something else. And this is what I saw. Now, can you see that? It's really hard. It was a big lake. It almost looked like an ocean. And I saw this big bird out in the middle there, and it was eating. It was eating frantically. It was kept going under the water to eat. And so then what I realized is that bird that I saw, those funny-looking odd birds with the long necks, they were really baby swans. You see that? They were actually black and white swans. They were just babies. And you know, it reminded me of a story that was told by a guy who lived over in that part of the world. And have you heard of the story called The Ugly Duckling? How many of you heard of that story? It's so common story. It was about the bird that grew up with the ducks. Remember that? And it looked funny, and they were picking on it. And even the mom thought, oh, this baby's funny. But she loved the baby because it swam pretty good. Actually, it did some things better than the ducks. But it just kept getting picked on, and everyone picked on it. And finally, it just said, oh, you know, I'm just causing everyone distress. I'm just going to go off on my own. So it went off, and it went into a farm, and they were picking on it there too. The cat was picking on it, and the chicken was even making fun of it, and the girl, she kicked it, which is very, very bad, because she thought, oh, you funny-looking bird, and it was so sad that it went off again, and it said, oh, it saw some swans that were flying, and it said, oh, if only I could be with those swans. I'm so lonely, and it went off into the forest some more, and it was really, really lonely, and it felt like nobody liked it. And it saw this little pond, and there were three swans, beautiful swans, in this pond. And it said, oh, I want to be with those swans so bad, but I'm so ugly, and they're going to pick on me too. But it wanted so bad. It said, even if they just pick on me, I want to go there. So it went, and when it got to the swans, you know what they did? They accepted it. They said, hey, why don't you come join us? And so the ugly duckling thought, oh, wow, this is so wonderful. And when he started to get in the water, he looked at his reflection, and he was a beautiful swan too. And not only that, but the little kids that were feeding the swans, they said, look, look, there's a new one there, and he's more beautiful than all of them. And so this ugly duckling was really beautiful. And you know what he did after that? Did he go back and he said, oh, now I'm going to show all those people, look, I'm the most beautiful bird. He didn't do that. He knew what it was like to be picked on and to treat people unfairly because of what they look like. And so he didn't do that at all. He just was so thankful inside, and he was so humble, and he was thankful that he didn't have to worry about being picked on anymore. And he showed and was a good example to all the other birds because he was so humble. So That's a good story, right? Remember we had a sermon about that before, about not treating people based on how they look like? Because God said, he says so many times, the last is going to be first, and the first is going to be last, and if that those who want to be greatest have to first be last and be a servant. Remember that? So I want you to remember that, okay? And there's some time when maybe now your families love you, but there may be a time when you get picked on, maybe at school, or maybe when you get older and you feel like you're all alone. You should remember this, that God never leaves us alone, and someday he's going to restore us. And not only that, but you know, he says that he's going to restore those who can't hear. He said their ears are going to be unstoppable, which means they're going to hear way better than anyone else. They're going to hear so well, they're going to hear everything. And the blind, he said they're going to see. And those who can't talk, or they might talk funny, he says they're going to sing. They're probably going to sing so beautiful. So when we see people that may have some problems, just remember, God's going to restore us all. And this world is only temporary. It's only a passing through. And we have to remember that, to look to God and to be good to others, okay? All right, let's bow our heads and we'll say our prayer. Dearest Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for giving us this promise that you will be with us no matter what hardships we have here, no matter what struggles we have, and no matter how lonely we are, that you will be with us, and that someday you will restore this world and transform it into your kingdom, where your beauty shines through all of us. And we thank you so much, and we ask that you shine that beauty through us today and throughout our lives. Amen.